tamei nasha b'gufla shemayim. He can't have any enjoyment from it. He can't eat it. It's also tempt to eat it. So that's why it's muta. Amrullah, the Chum said back, no. Afat tamei, even an animal tamei also. Nasha l'shemayim, true. The actual nefesh, when it's alive, he can't enjoy it. But yishno v'gufa shalai, the goof of the animal is considered his. So if you made an issa neder not to give him enjoyment, you can't feed his animals. You know why? Shem yirtza harehu moichro liyev dekechovim, or imachil leklovim. If the person wants to, he could either sell it to a guy, and he'll get enjoyment for it. Therefore, by you feeding his animal, you made the animal worth more, that he'll get more money for it. So you're causing him to have a direct enjoyment from it. And that's also by a mudra no. And the same thing, maybe he'll feed it to his own klovim. So maybe the fatter the animal is, the more enjoyment he'll have out of it. So therefore, you can't feed his animals, even though they're tamei. Yeah. Right. So Mara's rounds the most like this. Omer Rav Yitzchak Rachanina. Omer Rav Huna. Hamudr hano mechaveroi. If somebody made a nisr hano, he can't have enjoyment from his friend, is mutar lahasiya lebitoi. You know, you're allowed to marry off your daughter to him, even though you made a nisr, we'll soon see who's also to who. But if you made a nisr neder, like that this person can't have any enjoyment from you, still you're allowed to give him your daughter, he's allowed to marry your daughter. That's what Rav Yitzchak says. Heavy boy Rav Zer, Rav Zer asked the question, for my askinin, what are we talking about? Exactly how did the neder go? Who made the yitzchak neder to? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bishanich say avi kala, asurin alachosin, that the father of the girl, the father of the kala, he made an yitzchak neder that this guy Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from me. And now Reuven wants to go marry his daughter. So for the Gemara, why is it mutter? How could he let his daughter get married to this Reuven? Hare moiseloi shivcha l'shamshoi. Your mom is giving enjoyment. You're giving him enjoyment. You're giving him a maid. The Chavamin is talking about that she's a katana, or else she's a katana. So therefore, she's a katana. The maisa yodeh, whatever she does, goes to a father. So maisa, the work that she does, deserves to go to a father. Now that she's letting her get married to this man, the work is going to go to this man. So that her father is directly giving this person enjoyment. And the father made an issa neder that this person can't have any enjoyment from me. So how do you say it's mutter for him to give his daughter to him? Elo, the case has to be the opposite way. Hatayi benich say chosin asurin avi kala. That's the opposite way. This person, Reuven, made an issa neder that this other person, this father, can't have any enjoyment from him. So the father is not allowed to have any enjoyment from this chosin, but the chosin is allowed to have enjoyment from the father. So for the Gemara, if so, what's the chiddush? That the father is allowed to give his daughter to get married to this person. We said even a bigger chiddush, that zones ishtoi v'yes bonov v'yafa pishu chayim v'mzoinoison v'yato maton. You're telling me now muta la'asi la'vitoi, like what's the big chiddush that you should be allowed to marry your daughter? Like, why not? He's allowed to have enjoyment from you, just you can't have enjoyment from him. And still it says that in such a case where you're not allowed to have enjoyment from him, he's allowed to feed your wife. So what's wrong by here, by him feeding your daughter? If he gets married to your daughter, what should be the yisa? And the Ran says, G'dayla mizu amru, that zon es ishtav yes bonov, v'yata ma'aton, you want to tell me now, mutal asil avita klema, emu yachol ozen es bitoy, v'yayde v'rishusoy, madach this person. He's not allowed to give you any enjoyment. Still, he's allowed to feed your daughter when she's by you. And when she's by you, then really, you are chayiv to feed it, to give him a zaynus. Still, we say, it's called an indirect tanor. He's doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's allowed to feed your daughter. Says, so, kol shchein sheyuchol oza noisa, acha shenosa. Avad, after this person marries your daughter, for sure he's allowed to feed her. Shenes chayiv zaynus ishtai. Because then the father doesn't have to feed her anymore, but the husband has to. Says, so, my kumash from Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna's chiddush here? Pshita. So you're telling me now that the chosin is not allowed to give any enjoyment to the father. That's the case. So pshita is allowed to marry his daughter. He's not giving any enjoyment to the father. So what's the chiddush here? So the chiddush is like this. Le'ayelor, really we're talking about We're talking about that the father of the daughter, he made a nisa neder that this chosin, this boy, is not allowed to have any enjoyment from him. The chosin can't have any enjoyment from the father. If so, the question is, how come the father was allowed to let him marry his daughter? If he's letting him marry his daughter, he's having enjoyment from the father. So Teretz is, we're talking about not that she's a katana, not even a nara, but rather she's a bageris. She's an older girl. Umidaito. And now when she marries herself off to this chosin, she's doing it with her own das. Since she's doing it with her own das, the pshat is, whatever she does doesn't go to her father. Whatever she works goes to herself. So therefore, when she lets herself get married to this man, it's not called the father, it's not called this man as having any enjoyment from the father. Like the girl doesn't belong to her father anymore. Once the girl becomes a bagerish, she's in her own rishus. Hadaran says, Tala'iyu kamasala, it's not called that the father is giving her over to this man, to say that it should be also. Because the father made a nisa neder that this man can't have any enjoyment from him. So if the girl is a katana or a nara, it's called the father is giving him something, that's also. But now that we're answering, we're talking about that the girl is a bageris. She's older than 12 and a half. So therefore, the father is not giving him anything. She's giving herself though. Omidaita, taima kiyoyiv lemilse klima, mishamachi shari, to omidaita hi, she's doing it herself. Techivin Shabogra Shinsi became a Bageris already. Shavain Leavia Rishuspa. The father has no Rishus over her. So even if she would stay by the father's house, the father gets nothing from her. So now when the father, like when she gets married to this man, it's not considered the father is giving this man any enjoyment. Because the girl is not in the father's Rishus. The girl's in her own Rishus. She could do what she wants. He made a neder that he can't give enjoyment to this man. But not that his daughter can give enjoyment to the man. Therefore, that's why it's mutter. Yeah, what's the name? Yeah. So, Tanya Nam Yachim, we're learning like this also. Hamudir hano mechaveroi. If somebody makes an issa neder that your friend cannot have any enjoyment from you, is also lahasi loy bitoi. You're not allowed to marry off to that person, your daughter. Avo masiya bito bagera sumidaita. So, you see clearly the difference. That if you have the young girl, that she's a katana or a nara, then we say whatever she works goes to the father really. So the father then is not allowed to let her get married to this man. Because the father made a neder that this man cannot have any enjoyment from him. Now this nara, since she's in the rishus of the father, she like whatever she does goes to the father. So if the father gives her over to this man, it's called the father is giving him enjoyment. But if the girl is a bageris, once she's 12 and a half years old, then she's not in the rishus of her father anymore. Whatever she does belongs to herself. It's her own maisi adayim. So then we say, if she wants to, she could get married to this man. Because it's not called the father is giving this man any enjoyment. The father said he can't give her him enjoyment. But his daughter could do what she wants. So stick to that, that's the chiddush over here. Omer Rav Yaakov, Hamadir bonor letalmid Torah. The person made a nisa neder, now he wants his kid to learn Torah. So he makes a nisa neder that the kid can't do anything for him. He doesn't want his kid to do other things to work. You don't have to build a house for me, you don't have to build this, do that. I'm making a nisa neder, you can't do anything for me. In other words, the father's purpose was that the father's kid should not be busy cleaning the house, fixing up, but rather the kid should learn Torah. That's what the father made a neder. So at the round, Hamadir es bono latam Torah. That the father cannot have any enjoyment from his son. What for what purpose? You don't want your son to stop learning Torah to do things for you. So you tell the son, I'm making an instant neder now that I can't have any enjoyment from you. So don't take off time, but keep all your time learning. That's what he said. So still the Svaris, the Gemara says, Muta l'malas lechov yashimayim. This little bit is not called wasting time, like the father did not mean to include even these small things. So the son is allowed to fill up a cup of water for the father. The father wants him to light the candle for him, the son's allowed to light the candle. That's not called like it was v'chlal the isra of the father. The father only meant the son should not be busy working for the father. Something that will stop him from learning. but just to fill me up a glass, a pitcher of water, or a nair, that's not called a batola, that the father never meant. But the Ran says, the mistoma mamili zutri, kihani deleka bubito limatara layadre. For these small things that do not stop the son from learning, it's not really batola, the father never meant to make the neder. So these small things, the son is allowed to do for the father, just the big things not. Reb Yitzchak Amar, litzlois loy dakotin. The son is even allowed to fry for him a herring, a sardine, small fish. Small, that's also not such a big work, that's also mutter to do. Right, so since it's a small fish, it goes 1, 2, 3, that also is not called a batola. The father meant to say is don't work, or don't go shopping, don't do other things. Right, Omereb Yirmi Omereb Yechanan. Hamuder hano mechaveroi. If somebody makes an isaneder, that you can't have any enjoyment from this person, mutil ahashkois kaishal shalom. That person is still allowed to give you to drink a kais of wine, shel shalom. That's not called he's giving you enjoyment. For the Gemara, first of all, my nihu, what is this kais shel shalom? What do you mean a kais of shalom? Hochi tagim, here they learned like this, it means kais shel beis oval. Means by the beis oval, there's need to have a lot of kaisos of yayin there. So this kais of yayin, the person, even though you made a neder, not to have any enjoyment from him, he's allowed to give you this kais. In the base sabah, they used to drink wine there. So it's around Kleima. Mutel Hisham Shoy Bekoisho base of them. He's allowed to give you to drink the wine in the base of them. Inami Shoy base, in the most another pshat is, and B'marov and Eretz Sol Amri, Koisho base Amerchitz. When you used to go to the base of Amerchitz, take a shower, they also used to serve you there to drink wine. So there, the person's allowed to give you this wine. So Ran says, Inami Shoy base Amerchitz. The reason is with Neidarke Sholin, Shoydarke Mekach, that was the meaning over there. That whoever came into the Beis Hamerchas, used to give him a cup of wine. Or me, so therefore these things are not called, he's giving you enjoyment. That's like, it's a minute, no matter who the person is, he deserves to get it. Al Darke Sholim. Or me, Yodavka Hai Koy Shol Mudor, Til Hashem Shoy, Dechoyin Zeh Bovade Tiroi. Tum Yodidach Damadir Esbono Tamatera, Shetiru Leben Lamalas Oviv Mayim Mishalav. In other words, even though I made a nisa neder, you can't give me any enjoyment, this is not called giving me enjoyment. This is something, a matter of a fact, everybody does this, whoever comes gets this, so I didn't include this in my neder. I meant to say you can't do something special to me. I can't have any enjoyment from you, means special enjoyment I don't want to take from you. But this type of enjoyment is a darkish show and everybody does it. Whoever comes to the Beis Ovel used to give him a cup of wine, so it's not called you giving me direct hanor, therefore that was not included in the neder that I made. I meant to say I can't have enjoyment from you from something special that you want to do, like you want to give me special enjoyment that I can't take. Then the Mishnah says to Samachloikis, are you allowed to feed his animals or not? So the Mishnah says, if you make an issa neder that you can't give him any enjoyment, so to feed his animal that's tahor, everybody holds its osa. Because if you feed this cow, and then the person goes to eat it, he's having direct enjoyment from you. Because of the food that you put into the cow is bigger and stronger, and tastes better, there's more meat there. So it's called having direct enjoyment from you. The machlokes in the Mishnah was, what about the guy who owns a pig? He owns a behemoth tameya. Are you allowed to feed it or not? One man yama says it's mutter, because he can't eat it. The other one says, no, still it's sasa, because if you make it big and fat, it's worth more money. He could sell it to a guy, and he'll get more money because of it. So it's called also, he's having direct enjoyment from you. So Gemara says like this. Tanya Yoshua Ish Uza Oimer. Zan Avoda V'Shevchaisa V'Kananim. Yishno, even though you made a nis and neder, you can't give this person any enjoyment. You're allowed to feed though his avodim and his maids and his slaves on a Kananim. But V'lo Yizan Es Pemtoi. But his animals you're not allowed to feed. Bein Temeya Bein Toira. Even though the Temeyim that he can't eat it, still you're not allowed to feed it up. My timer, Avodim Shechayisav Kananim Lim Nachrusa Avidon. The reason what they're meant for is to do work for you. Like you're not going to sell them. They're meant to do work to clean the house for you. So if they become a little bit fatter, it doesn't make them clean the house any better. Had the rabba. They get fat, they won't be able to do too much work. So merely not giving the guy any enjoyment for the fact that you're fatting the guy. The fatter he is, Mustami, he can't clean the floor so well. He can't bend down so much. Mashenkin Behema liftum avida. A Behema, the fatter the Behema is, the better off you are. Because Behema is, you end up selling. So if the Behema is fatter, like it's there for the meat, so you'll end up selling it. So if you feed his animal, you're making his animal fatter, you're giving him enjoyment. Even though it's a pig that the person can eat as a Jew, but he can sell it to a guy, and the fatter it is, sin. The fatter it is, the more enjoyment he can have. So therefore, that's us. So the only thing, we didn't explain Reb Elezer's svara. Reb Elezer in the Mishnah said a svara that you're allowed to feed his behemoth that's tameya. He holds a cow of his you're not allowed to feed. Because since he's going to eat it, he's having direct enjoyment from you. But you're allowed to feed his pig. Shall is why. So Reb Elezer holds that the main ikar enjoyment is that if you eat it. If you're not going to eat it, so then that's not the main enjoyment out of it. Even though he may sell him and get more, no, that's not the main thing. But the Ran explains, though, what smutter to feed him doesn't mean his main lunch, his main supper. Because that, without it, the animal will get weaker. So, of course, the main meal, that's called you giving him direct enjoyment. The Ran wants to say that it's smutter to feed the behemah tameya is means to give him extra food. It's time to fatten him up. So that's not called such direct enjoyment. Because right now the person has the animal for malacha. To do the work, like we say now, the fatter doesn't make him work better. As long as he has his main meals, he can get along. So if you give him the main meal, that's called you giving him direct enjoyment. That would be yasa. But to give him extra food, that Reb Elezer holds the smutter. But the chum say no, it's asa. Because the maisa, since you're fattening up his pig, and the person can sell it to a guy, and if he sells it to the guy, he's going to have enjoyment from it, that's also us. So at the Mishnah, Ha'amudr ha'no mechaveroi. If somebody makes an issa neder that he can't have any enjoyment from his friend. So it says, V'nichnas levakroi. Yishno, if you go now to mevakachayla, the person is sick, and you want to go in there to mevakachayla, but there's an issa neder, you're not allowed to give him any enjoyment. He can't have any enjoyment from you. So lachar is oimed. You have to badafka stand there when you go there. Avaloy yeshiv, you can't sit. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Who is usher on who? Pasha means lo yeshiv, you can't sit because you're not allowed to have enjoyment from him. We'll soon see. But umarapa refuas nefesh, you should know you're allowed to heal him. Even though you made an isaneda, you can't give him any enjoyment. If you're a doctor, you're allowed to heal him. But refuas nefesh, avaloy refuas mamon, you're only allowed to save his soul like, but not a question of his money. If Pasha means if his animals get sick, or some of his money gets sick, that you're not allowed to feed. We'll see in the Gemara why.